Okay, welcome to the next episode of the Practice Bloom podcast, or video if you're watching the video. And this actual take is about video marketing as the next greatest platform. Do your patients know you? So this episode is dedicated to thinking about how video marketing is impacting not only our daily events, but your daily events as more and more consumption of content is becoming more relevant to video marketing. And why we're here standing in front of a camera and recording this is precisely why you should be considering this as part of your strategy. For the doctors and practitioners, we call this the Dr. Oz theory. See, Dr. Oz's story is really of anybody's story of a person who's relatable. And he's relatable because he's on TV and he's often found in lots of clips. If you look on YouTube, you'll find a lot of clips of individual episodes where he's saying something about any particular problem or issue or disease, but he's relatable. And the reason why he is because people are used to him. And so that's what you want to do with your marketing. You want to think about how you can get your patients to know you before you've met them. So video marketing is part of the whole strategy that we've started to work with the clients. It's becoming more and more successful because the adoption of people scrolling through with their thumb through Facebook or Instagram and clicking on videos is becoming the new in thing. Even live videos are even more important. Well, right now we're just talking about produced video like you're seeing today. So in the physical pain and or mental pain, there's really in a patient's mind or potential patient's mind, there's pain relievers and there's gain creators. So the thing about pain relievers, that's what you're going to talk about as a solution, right? You're going to have a prognosis and something that's going to be related to their injury or their situation, their disease, whatever it might be, or even if it's a psychological issue or a beauty issue, it's all about what you're going to be presenting to them, but in a relatable fashion. Now, take that from a pain reliever and then move it to the gain creation. So if you're in a situation where you're going to relieve someone's physical pain, you're going to talk about what they're going to do afterwards. So you have to think about, in our case, what we're trying to do for practitioners like yourself is we're trying to move people from the old marketing that doesn't work to marketing that does work that will help you grow your practice and grow the elements of your business so that you can profit better and have a much better lifestyle. You can expand your business, you can have time off, you can think about the things that you'd really like to have as you grow a business where you can put staff in and augment your business by having other people do some of the work. Or if you're even a doctor, this from a direct patient to a procedure, this might give you more time to, again, have a lifestyle that you'd like to create. In the mind of a patient, you've got to create the relief that's going to happen. And that relief is probably a change of lifestyle that they've been wanting to get towards, or a perception of the change of the lifestyle that is a remedy for their situation. Now, if you think about the gain creation, what we're really talking about is that improved mobility, that improved lifestyle, that improved overall health that they always want to go towards. Everybody wants to be healthier. So the predicament is how do you present that as a doctor to start to give the motion of someone to come to your practice to have their pain relieved? Well, the real challenge is to create trust. And by doing videos, that's one of the most elemental factions is to see someone's facial features and to see a doctor, to see a someone who's going to be working directly with the patient. This is what you can do immediately to have an impact. And because people spend all day on their phones looking through Facebook or Instagram or any of the social channels, you now have a reason to come up on their feed for very low cost. You don't have to do a cable commercial. You don't have to be on TV. You don't have to be a Dr. Oz. You can be a Dr. Oz within the little framework that's right in their phone, right in their hand. The phone is the one thing that you can do now to be approachable for a patient to come and see you to correct the ailment, pain, or disease that they might have. Now, you don't have to be perfect on camera, and I think that's one of the big challenges. Most of the doctors that we've worked with have a big sort of stage fright element, or they're trying to overcompensate and write out a long template about how they can do certain procedures or how they've been in practice for 20 years. It really doesn't matter to the patient. What they just want is to start a relationship. So obviously you want to be clinically correct and you want to have all the the right positioning statements, but still you want to be a human. And humans react to humans and not to stiff, you know, surgical dialogue. It doesn't really make any sense to a patient. What they want to do is start the conversation, and obviously they're going to move forward a phone call or a contact. So you really need to think about how you're going to be doing the, just what I call the vomit draft. So you really want to just throw everything out there and be relatable, just like you're talking to someone at a coffee shop or at a bar. Just really, really just let it go. And then you bring it back to a third party who can edit it, or you can even look at the material yourself and edit it yourself, and edit it down to the most important parts or the most salient parts that make sense. Sometimes 30 minutes of dialogue will even result in just a few minutes of really good content, and that's all you really need, because most people have short attention spans and won't spend a lot of time. What you want to do is get them to obviously make a phone call or contact you then to have a discussion, because that's where it really makes sense, because you're going to have a personalization at that point with the exact issue. So what I'm going to remind you is two things. One, you need to think mobile first. You need to think how much impact you can have on a very, very simple little short commercial that can go into a mobile feed through Facebook or Instagram, YouTube, all of those pieces, because that's where a lot of the interaction starts. Your first attribution of a click usually starts on a mobile phone. And then bring through the process of getting video down, and even if it's something simple that you can edit down and send it off to a third party, or you can even edit yourself, very simple editing tools that are out there that you can use. We'll actually link to some of these in the blog post, or if you're on the podcast, you'll see it in the notes. Last part, think about testimonial videos. If you can get your patients to give you a quick testimonial, we've even had testimonials over Skype. Really impactful, because people can relate to other people's stories. So think about if you can potentially put together some testimonials that are video testimonials from your patients. It goes a long way, and it also helps all your other marketing attributes. All right, we'll see you in the next episode. Hope this was helpful.